Podcast Network.
Don, with four kids, do you do advent calendars?
No.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, though, right? You count
down
to
Christmas.
Yeah,
you open a little thing and you...
And it's like a little chocolate or a toy or... Like Lego does ones now where you get little Lego guys. My kids aren't old enough for that, so we're doing just the chocolate one, right? But I didn't buy it ahead of time because I'm an idiot, so I wanted to go find one today on the 1st, and they were out at Wegmans.
You went to buy an advent calendar on the first day of Advent?
Yeah. I didn't plan ahead. I didn't think I was going to do them, but I am. So I went to the Kmart by my house.
Mistake.
Which was a huge mistake, but they had advent calendars because no one goes to that Kmart. And I went to the front to pay, and there's only two lines open, and there's probably 20 people in each line. And the person at the front of each line obviously does not care that there's a line. They're taking their time. It looks like they're having problems with register. So I get up to the front. The person in front of me is these two women with a giant cart. And they proceed to buy $300 worth of Christmas lights and decorations for their house. But they do seven separate transactions.
Oh, come on.
On the same credit card. I don't know what the point was. They didn't have coupons. They didn't have anything. They just... argued about who was paying for what, and then used the exact same credit card to pay for all seven purchases.
Did they get that roll-up type of transaction? It rolls up to them and they get that credited back, you know?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I just stood there angrily holding my one item in the air.
The same credit card?
Yeah, the same credit card.
What the hell is wrong with that?
I don't know what was going on. But so I get to the front.
Wait a minute, real fast. You said that nobody shops at this Kmart, yet 20 people were in line.
Right, but that's because only two people work in the register. They probably were the same 20 people that have been in there all day long. I got there at 3 in the afternoon. It wasn't a busy time of day.
Happy Advent.
And so I got my kid's Advent calendar. So I get to the front, and I only have cash. And the guy's like, oh, we're only taking credit. And so I stared at him, and I didn't move. And I just stared. He goes, no, I'm kidding.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys. Good to I wish see you as why well, don't you move? Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio 4 Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, coming to you live,
all three of us in
the you're here, it's good to see you.
I felt like I was actually still kind of on Skype, though, I don't know why, I felt like I could.
Because you were I'm not talking, you turned your mic off, you'd walked away.
It was weird.
Did you get your hot tea like you normally do before we start?
I did not, no, instead I'm drinking a Highland Gaelic Ale.
Yeah, you did bring us an assortment.
It actually made it here. Usually I bring it up and then I wind up drinking it by myself.
On the drive up.
But not this time. Brought it over.
These are very good. The Highland brand, I guess. Highland Brewing Company.
Sad news. Bamboo Bernie's. Don's favorite club recently closed. And I was driving over tonight, and this song came on. And I was like, how did this song make it onto the airwaves? This is easily, maybe the worst song ever. The other song that's maybe worse is that, Sunscreen song. That song's terrible.
What Sunscreen song?
The guys talking.
And always wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't even a real song, was it? Wasn't it just a...
But it made it to the airwaves. It was a song.
This is a pretty bad song. This, what about Time for the Percolator? That's the one that goes on forever.
That at least has a dance beat, but this one, the guy just starts talking at some point. I care. Come on.
Okay, no, I'm done with this already.
No, it's just the worst.
Now, I'm watching the video along with it. Is the Scatman really the guy with this big mustache? Is that
and
really
why is he throwing shit all around? That's what I want to know.
It's just the video. Guy staring at the camera rubbing himself. I think it was a homemade video for this.
Just writing in shit Scatman on the wall.
I am clearly not watching the right video.
Gotta watch the Vivo version.
You just told me to pull it up. I pulled it up on YouPorn.
That was your mistake. Mistake.
I just can't believe that you just pulled that up. But yeah, Bamboo Bernie's closed.
Yeah, that's your favorite spot. You went there all the time.
I've been there twice.
That's all never the time. Actually, I just thought it was a terrible name.
Yeah, well, it is available for purchase or lease. We had scheduled an appearance there. It was coming up in January, and unfortunately, we had to cancel that. So
here's the beginning of us owning a series of failed bars.
So if you want to book us for an appearance, rfwshow@gmail.com. You can email us. Our going rate is negotiable, but...
Our rider is not. We have a ridiculous rider, and you will follow it.
Oh.
I want a whole box of jujubes, but I only want the green ones. If I see any other jujubes in that box, and it must be sealed, I'll stab you in the throat.
Wow. So I was up here. Rider. I'm up here for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. I actually have a very, very just normal one. Nothing crazy happened to me.
So you came up to visit, to have Thanksgiving with your family, or you did Thanksgiving in Asheville?
We did Thanksgiving on the day of Thanksgiving in Asheville with me and my wife, and then we drove up here for the weekend to do it with our families. And it was pretty normal.
Nothing did you have crazy. 3 days of turkey? Like you had it at your wife's parents' house, like Friday?
Zero turkey.
Did I was going to say, I would assume your parents did not do a turkey full meal.
My parents had scratch-offs and stuffing. That's about all they had there.
It was a box of uncooked stovetop.
Which actually, I have a retraction I need to make.
Okay.
Turns out, my parents did used to take me to a restaurant. The restaurant was called Damon's, and it was fucking terrible. I just got like, Damon's like, oh, yeah, that's the one where it's just burned food, and they used to yell at me.
Wait, the Damon's in Crofton?
The Damon's in, on Ritchie Highway.
Yeah, the one that it's changed hands like 75 times.
And it had like a horse, like a statue of a horse and a carriage in front. I don't know what that was.
That's P.F. Chang's.
They do have a big statue of a man and a horse.
I don't understand what that. What is that supposed to symbolize?
They're chicken.
But it was the same Damon's that used to be over in the Wall Chapel?
No. This was...
Because that closed as well.
It's by college. It's by the AACC, right?
It's by the firehouse.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Now is that Mother's?
Hands, the like, oh, it's, yes, okay.
There used to be a restaurant
there?
It
was the Adam's Ribs?
What was it? Jiffy Lube was there. I don't know what's there now. But no, Adam's Ribs is up near Dawson's.
Yeah, that's over off.
This
of.
Is a great podcast. We live right in this city.
You had to be living in the city to get the references.
20 years ago.
However, we're building a very local audience.
Extremely local, like this room specific.
And talking about stuff that's not even around. That's the best part. It's not even we're talking about stuff you can go to now. This is stuff that you could go to 20 years ago, back when I wasn't completely depressed.
Is it a Rite Aid now or a Jiffy Lube?
Terrible. So how was your Thanksgiving? I'll throw it back to you, Jeremy.
You know, my Thanksgiving was interesting. We had my mother-in-law come stay at the house from Tuesday night until Sunday night. So she was there for Thanksgiving, except she did not spend Thanksgiving with us because we told her we were going to go have Thanksgiving at a friend's house who was going to have just friend's Thanksgiving with her one parent that was coming and then our one parent who was coming. And she said she wasn't going to go because she didn't want to go have dinner with successful people who were living the life.
Wow.
And I don't know what that means, except that that does imply that we're not successful and or living the life.
Yeah, see, that was my question. What does that say about you?
Well, I would agree. I'm probably not successful. I do a podcast in a garage with two guys.
Hey.
So she went to my wife's uncle, her brother, went to her brother's house where he did not plan on having Thanksgiving at all. So I spent Thanksgiving Day driving my mother-in-law to Boston Market because they do a catered Thanksgiving meal. And then to her childhood home that she spent about 30 years living in that she could not find the directions to once we were somewhere near it. So I drove around D.C. for a while and was late for Thanksgiving dinner because I was trying to find a house that I've never been to.
She couldn't find her childhood home?
No, she was looking for an exit off a road that didn't exist. So we just ended up in D.C. Eventually, we found it. We drove back by through a bunch of things, and she was like, oh, that's a church I went to once. And eventually, we found the house that we wanted to go to. And then the rest of the weekend was the beginning of Christmas, which is the best thing ever. So I can't complain about that. But how was your Thanksgiving?
Why was it the beginning of Christmas?
My Christmas starts the moment you're done with Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you that into Christmas?
Yes, I am. I'm dead inside 11 months out of the year.
Like I have a nap immediately after Thanksgiving.
No. As soon as we were done eating, I came home and I got the tree out of the basement. I started getting the tree set up.
It's really weird.
I love it. I put on Christmas music.
Isn't
I was blaring it. Love
it's
it.
It's very strange. Like I mean, you're such a bitter person.
I am. I'm a horrible human being with nothing to live for, but I love Christmas.
That you'd be dragged out kicking and screaming to put up any kind of
decorations. But I do envision you, like, being mad that you took the tree out of the basement and being mad that you hung up the Christmas lights. I imagine you just being mad the entire time.
A lot of huffing and puffing.
No, as long as I'm left alone, which is my only rule, I love setting up the Christmas stuff. I spend all day Friday setting up outside lights and the stockings. So I put up on the mantle.
Wow.
I cleaned the whole house so I could set up lights and stuff. It was great.
Clark W. Griswold.
I know. That's literally it at Christmas.
That's essentially who you are.
How many times did you break down in tears?
Or literally every 20 minutes.
You teared up while putting up the lights. And
this is probably not something you should admit on a podcast, but since we have no listeners, I finally saw my son turn 3, my oldest son, and so he got the movie Cars for Christmas.
You finally saw your son turn 3? Is that what you said?
No, I finally saw Cars, the original Cars, not for Christmas, for his birthday. I'm an idiot. And at the end, and there's a spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen Cars. There's a big race.
There is.
And Lightning McQueen's supposed to win. He's way in the lead. He's gonna take the cup. But instead.
The Piston Cup.
The Piston Cup.
You're welcome.
I was about to say the Ryder Cup.
Nope.
Piston
Cup. Golf.
That would have been weird, right? He won a golf tournament.
Yep.
And so two of the other cars wreck, including the old car. And he stops winning the race.
Richard Petty.
But it's not really Richard Petty.
It is Richard Petty.
But what's the name of the car?
Doesn't
matter. What am I doing? We're not going to talk about Cars. The point is, it got to the end, and I cried a little bit, and then I realized I was crying at the movie Cars, and I should finish setting up the Christmas decorations.
What am I hitting?
Anything. Anything to get out of this story. Hey, we apologize for that segment. Turns out Jeremy's a giant pussy that likes to put a Christmas lights and cries at Cars. Anyhow.
I'm only a giant pussy that does those things between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The day after Christmas, I'm a total asshole again.
So we did our family football league for the first time this year. We got up 8:30 because my grandmother does, and first
football
off.
Game.
Football game. Football game. What did I say?
Football league.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we did our
we did a whole 17 games.
Did a whole 17 games.
So set this up. You guys get up what time?
I got up about 7:30.
You're up at 7:30 now.
And I got to take four people with me because I got four people staying at my house.
Who lines the fields?
My uncle comes up. He essentially starts trying to line a field, but we really didn't have anything, so we used some coats and some sweatshirts. Mm. But we got everybody there at 8:30, 8:45, because my grandmother does Thanksgiving dinner at about 11 o'clock in the morning, so we don't have a lot of time. But there were about, I'd say it was about 10 to 12 people showed up. So
not
it was
bad.
A good turnout for the first time.
What were the names of the teams?
We didn't really have names of teams, but I have twin cousins, and I just let them pick. Each one was team captain. And I was quarterback, and I kept throwing to the other twin that wasn't on my team.
Now, did you
should have made them wear special hats.
Well, they were wearing completely different outfits.
Oh.
I'm just that bad.
Now, did you have any of your kids on your team?
I did. My son was on my team. My daughter decided to play, so she played on the other team. My son scored 2 touchdowns, and my daughter
scored 1. This was a tackle, correct?
It was switchblades. We used brass knuckles, and
it evens a playing field.
Yes. So we did that, but then we went over to my grandmother's house, and I was very thankful that my grandmother was alive for Thanksgiving.
If not, that would have been a super awkward Thanksgiving.
It would have been very awkward.
Why is this turkey done? Oh.
Whose house is this?
And recap, why does it smell so weird?
To new listeners, Don's grandmother decided to jump out of a plane for her birthday.
And I reminded her of that, and she didn't seem too happy that I reminded her that she almost died in a horrible skydiving accident.
I don't think she considers it an almost death in a skydiving accident. I think she considers it skydiving and enjoying herself.
So did I tell you the story about my grandfather? He comes up to me. I'm the oldest grandchild. It was 18 grandchildren. I'm the oldest one. The difference between my age and the youngest grandchild is probably about 28 years, right? So my grandfather comes up to me, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. He goes, hey, how about you and I, we go skydiving? Grandfather, grandson, we go skydiving. And I looked at him and I said, what the hell is wrong with you? Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. And he sort of looked at me I thought that could be something that we could bond over, you and I, jumping out. I thought I really hurt his feelings. I thought I made him sad. So then I started reconsidering jumping out of the plane.
Don took off his hat, put on his parachute.
Anyway, my grandmother goes,
15,000 feet above the air.
Asshole.
Ready to jump. But were they going to do it yet? No. His grandfather had to join in. His grandfather always wore Ravens jerseys. Always extra tight. Always extra tight. Don put his hat back on. Orioles. Parachute in place. He was ready to jump. Who's going to be on top? He said to his grandfather. His grandfather said, I don't know. Just don't say curse words. That's all.
I thought you were going to say who's on top. Find out next week.
Who's on top? Find out next week on Radio for Winners. That was a terrible one.
That's my favorite segment of the show.
This show has gone off to a shaky start.
I disagree. I think this show is incredible.
I hate both of you.
Start.
Why are you here? Can you go back to being on my computer screen?
I feel more comfortable being on Skype, I'll be honest. This is very awkward.
I normally don't have a shirt on, so this is a little weird.
This is very off.
Do you want to stand behind the computer and just put your head up?
I might do that.
Might be better for all of us.
But it sounds like, so who won the game?
The other team, not my team.
Oh, my God.
By 1 point. But if we felt like
it was on Thanksgiving, so America won that game.
America.
Well,
won.
We weren't busy celebrating genocide.
Wow.
I was on Twitter way too much on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and I realized I hate people.
Yeah.
All my comedy friends talking about how, hey, thanks for colonialism and thanks for
colonialism.
Yeah, I can't pronounce words. And thanks for genocide.
What was he trying to say? What word
colonialism.
Was he? Colonialism?
Yes. He was close. Colonialism is close.
I thought he was talking about cloning turkeys for
a
second.
I don't like to enunciate when I do this
or
show.
Or pronunciate.
No, I don't do that either.
Hadromatic. What is a grease and lightning?
This show is taking a turn.
No, it's not.
They all took a turn. They're all great shows.
That's all I got for...
For the entire show.
For the entire show.
So the rest of the time, we're going to just do a whole bunch of Uptown Girl.
I guess we have current events. next week, we do have a treat. We've decided, or at least I guess I have to talk to you guys and decide if you want to do this.
Apparently, we've decided, but I need to talk to you guys and ask you.
We need to start being aggressive and showcasing our show. So I thought starting next week or in the next couple of weeks... we would start, and definitely for 2015, we would start promoting the show and trying to get ourselves on the airwaves of other stations around the area. So I'm going to reach out to them via Don's demo tape.
Oh, we're going to have Don make a demo tape.
Don's going to make a demo tape. We'll play it next week. And essentially, it's going to be a little bit of talk-ups from Don. And then we'll ease into our show and how they need to have our show on their air. Now, this will result in nothing. However, it will be fun if they at least respond to us.
On the other hand, maybe it'll end up with us all working on 1,000 radio stations, beating Howard Stern, number of syndicated networks.
There's got to be an AM station somewhere that would take us.
I would venture to say no.
Well, we don't speak Spanish.
On the weekends, you got to pay on these AM stations to be on the air. And I don't think they like to have shows that curse or shows where the guy mumbles through the show completely.
I need you to do the read of this commercial for us. No, there's not a chance I could read that. I don't understand.
Current events.
Oh.
Well, normally you play the music and you say something like, this is the time of show we normally do, a segment we like to do over and over again. It's a regular segment we do called Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right, Radio for Winners and the news, where every week we take 3 to 4 news stories. We take all the facts out that other people talked about. We put facts in that I made up ahead of time. We bring it back to you in an interesting bit you can tell your friends tomorrow.
He hasn't been here since we got the board.
He's kind of staring
I'm not used
in disbelief
to this.
At the
I'm
board.
Like, I don't know what's going on. I didn't bring down a topic, so I didn't write him down. So I feel
he's
weird
been
about
prepping
leaving the
for
show.
This show. For like 2 weeks, because he knew that he was going
to
be in town.
Well, to be fair, he brought the beer this time, which is the best he's done in so far.
But he's got a pad of paper there with 3 things on it.
And one just says, fuck you guys.
Well, it turns out we didn't have a lot of topics to talk about. I thought your Thanksgiving recaps were going to be a little bit more
I was giving you my
involved.
Thanksgiving recap, and then you rudely interrupted with some sexy time.
Did you guys see the new Star Wars trailer? Official Star Wars Episode 7 trailer is out.
I didn't. I still don't understand it.
Well, I mean, they didn't explain much. It didn't explain much at all except to show you that it is more of the Star Wars we've all demanded. Did you see it, Tony?
I did see it. I was talking to my brother-in-law about it, who's a big Star Wars fan, and he was able to break down every single second of the trailer, whereas it was kind of a big blur to me. However, I don't get why the lightsaber had a hilt. I don't get that.
Just because it looks cool. There's a lot of things that Star Wars does because it looks cool.
What's a hilt?
You know, like if you hold a sword, it has a little thing that goes by your hand, like a hand guard, but a hilt just like a stick that stops your hand from rubbing up to where the blade would be and cutting your fingers off.
Also, this is like 30 years in the future, right?
Of
and they're
the original
still
Star
using
Wars.
Like the same like stuff. Like they're still using the same kind of fighter
well,
planes.
Well, do you know what my parents drove me to school in 30 years ago? A car.
Yeah.
And do you know what I used to drive here tonight? A car.
Yeah, but you're not driving the same like.
No, I am. We're very poor. We're driving the same car.
The same Toyota Tempo.
It's a Gremlin. Toyota Tempo.
Fuck. Man, I'm messing it up tonight, guys. I apologize.
All our cars.
Are you in the mood for a new car? Stop on by to your local Toyota dealership and pick up the all-new 2001 Toyota Tempo.
Honestly, it would probably be an okay car if it was Toyota.
And while you're by, stop on by our local Ford dealer for the all-new 2001 Ford Corolla.
How are these things new?
It was old car.
I got it.
Toyota.
We should just scrap this entire show.
All 92 episodes
scrap
of it.
Scrap it all.
See, that's the thing, is that now when Tony's in town and he sees how we do the show, he wants to scrap the show. When he's on Skype, everything's fine.
Well, it's because he doesn't see the magic happen. He doesn't really
see.
This
is a disaster.
You're wrong. So, did you guys like the Star Wars prequels?
What's that? The 4, 5, and 6, but 1,
no,
2, and 3?
1, 2, and 3 are the newest time. Okay, let's go back. 4, 5, and 6 are the original trilogy, the ones from 77, 80, and 83. Those are amazing. Although,
wait,
I don't know if I'd think they were amazing.
1, 2, and 3?
No. Okay, you know what? Forget it. This is a stupid topic. My point was that you guys like the trailer.
I like the trailer.
What movie?
Sense and Sensibility. Looks really good.
I thought the trailer was okay. It didn't grab me. I still like the fact that the stuff they're using, like the starfighting ships, they're not updated to reflect
the
something.
The starfighting
ships. It's 30 years in the future.
This is embarrassing.
They're not driving. I want to see some fighter jets that are like cool to look
at. You know what I'm waiting on?
I'm on the wrong podcast to talk Star Wars.
You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting to see the CGI effects and how good they are on what Princess Leia looks like. Because have you seen what she looks like in real life nowadays?
Well, I'm guaranteeing she's not going to wear the slave girl outfit.
She needs to wear something else.
So that's very crude.
I'm just saying.
It's 30 years. 30 years from then.
Well, she hasn't held up very well.
Hey, why is Princess Leia wearing a sack of potatoes?
Why is Princess Leia all of a sudden Jabba the Hutt? I don't understand.
Why does she look like mashed potatoes?
I don't understand. Why? But there was also Jurassic World.
Jurassic World's the other one that came, the preview for that. That's a much more involved preview.
But Jurassic World comes out on June of 2015,
right.
And then Star Wars doesn't come out for a whole another year.
Christmas 2015.
So a year away.
Right. That's why this trailer is literally just three shots of ships and a black guy in the desert.
Will you dress up for the movie? For the premiere, where you dress up.
I'll wear a tuxedo.
As a Star Wars character.
No, I didn't dress up
like
a Star Wars character for the other
ones.
Will
you wait in line? Ones. Or you want to see what wait in line, camp out?
No. And honestly, based on the last 3 years, I would say I will probably not see it in the theater. Since
what
I've only seen one movie
Jar
in the
Jar
theater.
Binks? Was he in?
He was in the later ones. He was a senator.
You're not going to have to watch it in the theater because apparently I saw another trailer for that movie with James Franco and...
oh, it's terrible. The interview.
Yeah, the
Seth
interview.
Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
And
they're interviewed Kim Jong-un. And apparently now North Korea is being the one that's accused of breaking into Sony Pictures servers and distributed all of those Sony Pictures movies early that haven't come out yet, including the all-new Annie.
Whoa. Well, that's going to ruin my entire summer plans.
It is. It is.
I'm a big Annie fan.
I know you are.
That was a weird gap, but hey, let's go ahead and keep talking about it. This Thanksgiving is a big travel weekend. There's a lot of things you do and don't get to do on planes you used to be able to do. I can't bring a knife. I can't bring a box cutter. I can't bring a pig. So there was a pig on an international flight that was taken off the flight for being
too
rowdy.
Not just any pig.
Uh-oh.
It was the chick who plays...
Oh, God damn it.
Carrie Fisher. Wow.
No. First, this is a ridiculous story. This is a support pig. The person had a support pig.
That would have been much funnier if you remember the name. Instead of being like, that girl who was that guy.
Oh, that was terrible.
It's a good thing we don't edit.
I'm going to edit. This shows me heavily edited. My opinion on this, I can be very
that's
serious.
That's the title of the episode, by the
if
way.
If you are bringing a support pig on a plane,
the hell
you
is a support
should
pig?
Not be coming onto a plane. emotional support. If you need an emotional support pig on the plane or an animal of any type, you shouldn't be allowed to fly.
You so what if you need a seeing eye dog?
That's ridiculous. If you need to have a seeing eye dog,
then you're blind.
Go on your plane.
Then you're blind.
They have Greyhound. They have...
You're not... It's an international flight. You're not going to take a Greyhound from England to the U.S.
So I flew back recently from California, and...
And boy, are my arms tired.
Hey. Oh, man.
And there was Carrie Fisher.
Heavily edited.
She was up front of the front
there
row
was.
Of the plane.
He had her emotional support pig. That pig would be used later.
All right. So anyway, I there was a guy that was he had a seeing eye dog. With him?
A pig.
And I've never seen a seeing eye dog on an airplane before, but he had the middle seat, and they don't give you another seat for the dog. The dog had to sit in between his legs, and it was a full-on grown German Shepherd. So the dog had to be, like, stowed away, like, underneath.
Yeah, they normally the pig had its own seat.
And it was an emotional...
An emotional support animal.
What does that mean?
It means like you're sad, like I am, or if you're insane, perhaps like you need Jeremy a pig, is. Tony. You need to have a pig that you carry around and make you feel better.
I have a giraffe,
life.
And an emotional support giraffe.
Maybe we need to figure out what kind of support animal each one of us would have.
What's our spirit animal?
What's your spirit animal?
This will be fun.
I don't know.
Heavily edited.
So there was a pig on a plane.
You guys don't seem to have an opinion about this.
When pigs fly, huh? Huh?
No, my point is, why would you take a pig on a... And what's the point of an emotionally supportive pig?
But who is that? Is that... Do you get a certificate from somebody that says this is an emotional support pig? Or do you just walk up and you just claim, like...
It's probably a shirt you put on your pig.
Like, I had a guy that walked into a Best Buy years ago, and he didn't have any shoes on.
And boy, were his arms tired.
And he didn't have any socks on either. Just walked in barefoot, and I said, sir, you can't come into the store because you got to have shoes and socks. And he said, it's okay. I have Tourette's.
Well, I mean, that's a viable reason not to wear shoes.
And socks?
Well, no, socks, that's just rude.
Ready?
Stop. You can't say ready, but that's why I pushed the button. I like the seamlessness. Like, I would have immediately gone to it after.
I don't know why I had control of it.
You guys are very bad at the soundboard. You guys are very bad
because
at segues.
Because of him, he's like keeps looking and nodding like, you know, yeah.
I feel like I need to control the soundboard.
So far.
I'm used to controlling the board when I come over here and do the show.
Okay, you can control the soundboard. I have another news story.
He screwed up everything.
I know. It's exciting. So let's do some news. All right. Let's go.
He brought his pig on the plane. Who was it? Find out next time on Radio for Winners.
That's not the news. Hey, speaking of pigs on airplanes, not only can you not take a live pig on an airplane as an emotional support animal, but if you're a guy, who some people might call a pig, and you're really stressed out about the plane, you might have a few too many drinks, or maybe you just decide to jerk off the whole time.
Sorry about that.
A Virgin flight from Boston, LA had to be diverted to Nebraska, which is nowhere near between the two cities, by the way.
Had to be a Virgin flight.
Oh, of course. Mm. Well, I mean, the plane, not a flight of all virgins. had to be diverted because a man would not stop masturbating, and he tried to play with the emergency exit. Now, I'm going to go out and just say I've flown at least 6 or 7 times. Not that often. I guess 8, because you can't just fly one time unless you're going to move. So I've flown 8 times, and I wouldn't care if someone was sitting next to me masturbating, but when they start playing with the emergency door, I would probably want that to be a reason to crash.
Now, my concern would be this guy is feverishly masturbating.
Furiously.
And now is he standing up or sitting down?
Oh, he's in his chair just staring at the person next to him.
Well, that's going to happen.
But then he touches the emergency exit door. Then you're not going to want to go touch the emergency exit door after he's been masturbating.
Well, I don't think it's the problem. That it wasn't like it was crashed and he needed to get out. He was going to do it midair, which means it would have depressurized and sucked everyone out of the plane.
Have you guys ever had the urge to say that you can't assist if you're sitting at the exit? To be like, I can't do it.
They're going to move you.
I've never sat at those rows where they ask.
I have. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it, but I don't really want to.
See, that would be the issue. The plane would go down. You would jump out. And they're like, sir, you're supposed to be assisting people. I got to get off the plane.
Too much anxiety. Like, am I going to get this door open fast enough? A lot of pressure. It's too much pressure for me.
Sir, you're feverishly masturbating. The plane has just crashed.
I need an emotional support pig.
I would have been fine if my emotional support pig wasn't sucked out of the airlock.
Can this guy fly again? Or is he added to a no-fly zone?
Where did the plane have to
I think I might be having a stroke.
A no-fly zone list thing.
I don't know.
Don't you want a no-fly zone list thing? What are you looking for? Which song?
Another news story. Anything to stop this madness.
Well, you know what? We do have something else to talk about. Jesus, Tony.
Thunder Grunt Podcast.
You're so bad at this.
I'm not good with the
why
the
is he touching
board?
The button?
He wanted to run the soundboard. Like I apologize to everybody.
Hey, hold on. Where did the plane get diverted to?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out where my...
Don wanted some more facts before we went to our next segment.
I'm just trying to figure out where my plane's going to land when I fly out on Wednesday.
Am I stopping Nebraska? You're not going to L.A. there. You're going to San Francisco.
That I am.
They might just send you back to San Francisco.
No fly zone list. No fly zone list. No fly zone.
So, guys, our sports segment that no one likes but me. our football picks league is incredible. We have probably 25 people that have played this whole time through week 13. There are 4 weeks left.
And the guy who's winning it doesn't watch football and he masturbates on planes. I don't know what's going on with this. It's absolutely outrageous.
I didn't know they had internet access in Nebraska.
He's only 3 games ahead of one person and 4 games ahead of me right now. I think, depending on what happens with next week, next couple weeks, he might not win this. But if he does, I'm telling you right now, the prize pack is going to be as many nerds as I can buy and shove in a box.
I just save him a pile of shit. You put it in a bag, you put it on his steps, you walk away.
The nerds is a good prize.
They're all good prizes, Don. We give away good prizes valued at no less than $5 American.
And can't wait for our NASCAR Fantasy League.
We're shipping it tomorrow.
Can't wait for you to get the prize pack. We are shipping that. So we are men of our word.
Although
we,
by the time it airs, you may actually have this.
You might actually have it, yeah.
Has our Radio for Winners intern mailed that yet?
Let me ask Jeremy.
No, I have not mailed it yet.
He's still waiting for his support pick.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, this has been one hell of a show.
He's drunk already.
Heavily edited. How much time do we have left on this?
I think we're only on minute 7.
Oh, my God.
Minute 7 or minute 8.
It's been a disaster.
It has not been a disaster.
I'm going to edit it a lot. You'll hear the Don song like 6 to 7 times throughout this show. I'm just going to throw it in there.
Miss the Don song.
And get ready for next week with Don's demo tape. which we'll be sending out to radio producers everywhere.
And if you are a radio producer currently listening to this podcast, you should ask yourself, why on earth are you listening to this podcast?
So, Don, I don't mean to break down the fourth wall yet again. Were you doing that symbol because we have enough time or we need to stretch it out?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm sorry. I thought we were trying to stretch it out. We need the actual size of the words on it.
This is the stretch out. This is now the new stretch out. Me making the jerk off symbol like I'm on a plane. If I'm flapping my wings and I'm doing this like that,
all right.
That means we're out of time.
Well, then this is the end of another outstanding episode of Radio for Winners. Hope you've all enjoyed it. And we will see you next week when I will turn the audio up when I play a song instead of just hitting play with it silenced. And I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.